Guys, before we get started, we just want to say if you're not subscribed to our brand new newsletter, email newsletter, you should be because it's an absolute riot.
Mm.
And it's been really, honestly, it's been really successful. I enjoy reading it every week. Jim's comics in there are hilarious. I think Nate writes it and Zach, and it's really funny. And we do suggestions every week of like stuff that we're listening to and watching and reading.
We're also at, we currently have 98,000 subscribers, which is crazy. So if you're not subscribed, subscribe. Get us up to that hundo so we can do a little celebration. All right, a little 100K special edition. Yeah, man, we try to nail down all our, you know, media share, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, there's just a lot going on in there, and we're really excited about it.
TMGstudios.tv if you want to subscribe. Please get us to 100K. Just get us there, dude. And thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of those. It's one of those. Now,
you know what? If you're listening, it's the same.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same. Cody is frozen, so it's one of those. Now, let me just... Oh, and his internet dropped. So, while Cody is reconnecting, let me just explain why Cody is not on the ship, and we're not on the ship. Basically, Cody is stuck in Montana, and you might be wondering, well, you have a UFO, why don't you just fly over to Montana and pick him up? Cody ate too much over the holiday break, and that's not a dig at his body. It's just that there's too much gas in his body. He actually, we had a doctor climb up a mountain to go into his secret Montana location. And the doctor scanned his incredibly bloated stomach and said, yeah, there's way too much gas. So if we beam Cody up from anywhere, he will die. He will explode. The sheer amount of beans this guy ate over the holiday break is to an unreal degree. So,
wait, were you talking to me?
What? No, I was just explaining to everyone why why you're not here.
I was gone for like literally three whole minutes.
Yeah, I mean, well, I wasn't talking to you. I was just explaining to the people, you know, the situation, why you're not on the ship and why we're not on the ship. All Cody ate were beans. He was on a vegan diet for 3 weeks. It was just beans, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, beans.
Hold on. This shit is like mad delayed again.
This, I don't know if this is going to work.
I can hear myself in your headphones.
Cody's internet is so awful that we can't.
Okay, here, wait. Let me move to
hilarious.
The main floor.
Can you go no video?
Can you give me like 5 minutes?
Can you
minutes?
Go no video? Yeah, he's going to figure it out. In other news, both Bogdanov brothers died.
What?
We'll be back after this short break.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
There's no way I can downgrade the quality of Noel's camera or anything, can I?
Nah, it's just, it's too nice. It's too nice, man.
Mirror video.
Don't worry about it. My camera is top of the line, so it doesn't. It's not possible to downgrade. It doesn't know how to do that. It's because it's the upgrade, you know.
Yeah, no, I meant from my side, so I didn't have to see your face.
Yeah,
like,
no,
we could pixelate it a little bit.
It's just too good. It's always going to be good, man. Sorry,
it's way too much. Way too HD.
Yeah, I know. It's what someone in a cabin would say. You haven't seen technology in a while.
What do you think of the backdrop here? Doesn't this kind of look like a green screen?
Yeah, dude, that's so cool that you spent the holidays in a barber shop.
Yeah, I just wanted, I got this just to remind myself of the good old days, you know?
Yeah.
With JP.
When you actually cut your hair.
And that too.
That's actually the chair that they used on Jeff's barbershop. Cody wanted it as a relic.
Now that I bought it from him.
Now that Jake has fought his way into pop culture and is a significant person in, I think he's going to be Time Person of the Year this year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's for when I have kids and I bring them here and they walk upstairs and they're like, what's the chair from, Daddy? And I'm like, ugh. You know Jake Paul? And they're like, well, world's best, most famous fighter?
No,
an entrepreneur?
Dude.
Yes. That's from when he bullied me in person.
No, man. Next step for Jake is religion. He, like, cult is next, you know? Like, he'll be held up. Not like actual cult, you know, like, but he's going to be held to like a Jesus level by the people of Ohio.
Yeah.
Because he's basically.
You think that's how it starts?
He becomes
mayor of Chicago. I mean, not Chicago, Ohio. That's a state.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a mayor, but you get it. What city is he from?
I think Miami, Ohio.
Is he?
No, I don't know. What I do know is he's pro labor rights, and all the liberal arts majors are having a really hard time with that right now. So explain
this to me. What exactly do you mean? Do you mean because
he did that whole thing with Dana. He's like, I made a challenge to you. I'll retire from boxing if you know, I'll fight Jorge Masvidal in MMA if you pay fighters more money. And he in his video to Dana, or his response video, because it's like this whole back and forth. Let me not jump ahead. He calls out Dana for paying the fighters $12,000 a fight. And he's like, you need to raise it to 50 and you need to give them health care. And, a lot of left people on Twitter lost their noodles because it was a moral conflict inside. It's like, it's Jake Paul, but he's really pushing for labor rights here.
God damn it, he's right.
Yeah.
I hate that he's right.
Can you imagine Jake becoming like a leftist, like fuckboy? Like his next picture, he's like naked, but he's covering his dick with like the Communist Manifesto in his mirror. And he's like just learning how capitalism is so bad for us.
Yeah. I'm a Marxist now.
Dana, don't call me Jake. Call me the Marksman, because I'm about the people. Yeah. So, you know.
So the thing is, though, he is right.
Right. Yeah, he is.
About fighting.
Yeah.
Like, it's very traditionally, they are underpaid, they're overworked, sort of. I mean, they go out there, they risk their brains every single time.
Yep.
And the people on the bottom don't get shit for it.
No. The story of Mighty Mouse, I think, is like the most horrible one.
What is that?
He saw how Stuart Little got so much fame, and he was like, I can do that too. So haven't seen Stuart? All right, never mind.
No.
Stuart Little?
Sorry.
The Mouse movie?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? You don't know who Stuart Little is?
I have
Little
a bad
is?
Memory, dude.
Okay, that's fair. Anyway.
I don't remember the plot.
You remember the mouse, right?
I remember. No. It looks like a mouse, I'm guessing.
Stuart Little is a mouse. He's a rat.
Was he a boxer?
Well, no. Mighty Mouse is the boxer.
Ratatouille. That's a good movie.
Dude, that rhymed, man.
I've seen that one.
Damn.
They got mice doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Mice are the...
In pop culture.
Once we started, like, charging producers and stuff for being pedophiles and all that, they were like, we can't fuck around with the kids anymore. Then they moved on to mice. They just did what, you know, the fashion industry did. Instead of having little kids put the product together, they're like, fuck it, let's use these mice instead. Now, anyway, that dude, Mighty Mouse, he fucking, he works construction, you know, like a fucking 50-hour-a-week construction job. He would get off his 12s and then go train at an MMA gym for like 2 hours, you know, like he'd get off of like what I imagine is like an overnight shift. And he did that forever. And I, you know,
I'm sorry. Is this a cartoon? Is this an actual mouse?
This is real. This is real.
This is a real guy. His name is Mighty Mouse, and he's a human.
Yeah, yeah, Demetrius Johnson. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And I'm just, he is like, when I say he's the worst story, I just feel like having to work a construction job. He's actually a good story because he ended up becoming like a UFC champion and all that, and he fights still professionally now, but. Some of my friends still train, and they tell me about guys that are currently in the UFC, and these dudes are fucking electricians, and then they just train in their spare time. They go fight for their fucking $12,000, and then they go back to their electrician job, like, that next Monday. So, you know, UFC's not good in the way that they treat their fighters, because they just keep all the money.
Because, like, technically, by that point, you're a professional fighter. Like, you're a pro fighter that's trying to, that is putting in full-time work, but not making enough to support yourself. So it's not, like, I was going to say, if you fight on the side and you have a job and you're fighting professionally, but you're not, like, doing it full-time, then it's fine to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying these guys are putting in full-time hours into fighting, and they're just, like, not getting paid enough.
Yeah, dude, imagine working 40 hours a week for 3 months, and then at the end of that, you get 12K, and then before you even pay your taxes on all that, or after you pay taxes on all that, you got to divvy that shit up, you know, to all the people you hired to, like, enable you to win, if you even fucking win.
Yeah.
I actually think you get 12K even if you lose, but still, that's shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jake Paul.
So anyways.
Literally, like, going to replace AOC, like, literally the next, like, Democratic representative for America, honestly. I mean, that guy's literally
he's going to post a picture on his Instagram, like, you know, full of jewelry, like, just bust down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, have you ever seen a picture of him recently? Like, the amount of fucking jewelry he wears is nuts. But his t-shirt's going to say, eat the rich.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like.
And he's not going to get yelled at for it. Everyone's going to applaud him. And be like, oh my God, Jake is finally turning a corner. Man, I don't even, like, say this, like, to be, like, really that hateful, but that picture he posted with Drake, he looks deranged, man.
Wait, which one? Which picture?
It was like on the Dat Piff Twitter. It was like Jake Paul with Drake. He looks fucking deranged, dude. He looks like a mad scientist. Go, let me look this shit up on my phone.
Can you bring it up, Luke?
Let me see if I can find it. He literally looks like...
He's got some... It might have been the same picture that somebody sent. I don't know. It was a collage or a carousel, sorry. And one of them, like, his new haircut.
I got it right
which
here.
Which I don't even... I hate that I know about Jake Paul's haircut. Kind of ironic, honestly. But whatever haircut he's got. He's got, like, that face tattoo now that sort of, like, goes in... It's like an ear tattoo. It's like a skull... Whatever. Right here.
Yeah.
And it, like, bleeds into his face a little bit. And then he now got this crazy...
Can you, like, zoom in on that a little bit? I just took Cody out of whatever point he was trying to make. He just got, like,
holy fuck, the eyes?
Dude, I'm saying, like, he looks like he's trying to kill the Powerpuff Girls.
Seriously.
Like, he has a giant bomb in his basement with the atomic symbol on it. And it's like, you know, he's just down there like, I will take over the world.
It's honestly a pretty dope look.
Yeah, fucking coked out
I'm
philosophy
a fan,
professor.
I'm a fan. He converted me.
Yeah, he's converted a lot of people, man.
That's good.
So yeah, your new Democratic candidate of 2024, Jake Paul, everybody. That was the other thing I wanted to bring up. So
eat
like
the rich.
Dana responded to him. And it's like this long video.
Play it. I need to see it.
You said I do cocaine. That's like the that's what you're gonna take away from this video.
Jake, you never responded to the challenge.
Okay, I saw a clip of this before, but
you publicly stated that I use cocaine. I do not. So I told you, you could randomly cocaine test me for the next 10 years. I believe that you're a cheater.
Can we
use steroids.
I'm sorry.
Cocaine test me? You can't what test me that? For the others. But you can test me for cocaine. You want a cocaine test?
If you can find
a
cocaine test, if you can even find a test that only does cocaine, you can use it because that's the only thing you can test me for.
Cocaine test me? Like this guy runs a $1 billion company that drug tests its employees as part of the fucking work. Says cocaine test me. It's so stupid, but it's so funny.
I honestly want to know if that exists.
Yeah,
if you can test only for that. What would they do? They'd like someone would come up and smell your nose. That's what they'd do. They'd put their nose up to your nose and smell. Yeah. No, this guy's been doing coke.
No, you know what they do? They have like some type of like substance that's like really dry. And they just rub it on your nostrils to see if you get irritated, you know, just to see if you
yeah,
like, hey, dude, what, you know, like
they make out with him and see if their mouth goes numb.
Oh yeah, there you go, there you go, there it is, yeah, bingo.
It's some dude in a you know scrubs. He's like, all right, dude, we got it. You said any time for the next 10 years. We can cocaine test you. This is what a cocaine test is. So sorry, we gotta smooch. Pucker up, dude. We're French kissing.
I was just thinking of the cocaine test. Some guy walks by with like a small mirror and a credit card, and he just taps it, just like out of earshot. And if you perk up, it's like, oh. Got him.
That's like you jingle keys next, yeah. Like near him.
Yeah, got him.
Someone goes within 10 feet of him and jingles some keys. What's up? Yeah, we going?
Yeah. That's all you say. Oh, right now.
Oh, fuck!
What do you mean right now? What are we doing right now? Oh, you.
I thought we were like going to the gym. You're gonna drive me somewhere to Jamba Juice.
to smoothie juice.
Smoothie juice.
Cocaine test me. All right. Let Dana finish.
It's a Scantron test. That's a cocaine test.
There are three girls in the bathroom and you only have two lines. How do you split them up?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't do cocaine, so I don't know this.
That's the written portion?
Yeah. He's got to write a little paragraph.
Two girls' nostrils are traveling at different speeds along the same line. How long until their noses meet? God damn it, dude.
I don't know, but they're wasting my blow.
Correct.
You've tested positive for cocaine. I don't know, but these bitches are wasting my blow. Ding, ding, ding. You've tested positive. Oh, fuck.
Fucking fuck. All right. Now let Dana finish. Whatever the hell you
want to
say.
So I want to randomly steroid test you for the next 2 years. And that thing that you came out with today, nobody on earth thinks that you really wrote that. You're too stupid. And for those of you that don't know, if you've ever watched one of his fights and you see when they do the stare down, the guy that's standing in the middle with the warlock nose and the big warlock wart on his face, apparently that's his manager. And that guy used to be an accountant for me. And let's just say this. He no longer works for me. And I think he's a scumbag. But If you two think that you can do it better than we do, you know, we're doing this whole thing wrong. You could treat the fighters better than we do. Knock yourself out. Go start your own business. It's easy to do. Go get the Warlock on it. The Warlock could get it started for you. What you and the Warlock should be focused on is your business. You're tanking. You can't sell pay-per-views. You know, no, yeah, you're calling out Jorge Masvidal because he's a pay-per-view superstar. Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor, Mike Tyson. These are all superstars. You're not. You can't sell pay-per-views. So you do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm ready to roll, buddy. I don't use cocaine. Do you use steroids? Let's do this, Jake.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good, honestly, a pretty great retort.
Yeah, but then, you know, people kind of picked it apart.
Well, I mean, he kind of weaved in and out of his point, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of got lost in the wart thing and the accountant thing. And, you know, it was kind of all over the place, but I'd say pretty solid ending.
Yeah. I love how people in the replies were saying, another typical ad hominem reply from Dana White. Like, bro, you're going to walk up to fucking Master Tomato and be like, don't make fun of me. That's ad hominem. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Master Tomato? Is that what you just called
That's
him?
That's what I call him, yeah.
That's good.
He's like the final tomato, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
Jake,
he says that Jake's using steroids, but there's no way that Dana's not also using steroids.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, that's not part of the cocaine test.
Yeah.
Fucking Jake. So Jake, in his reply is actually funny. And I know it sucks to admit, but it's funny. And he, like, it's like 3 minutes long, so I'm just going to, you know, paraphrase it. But in between all of Jake's statements, he just uses a sliver of Dana saying, I use cocaine. And it has this awful, like, cocaine PNG pinned to his nostril. He'll be like, Dana, you don't pay your fighters enough. I use cocaine. And so,
Damn, dude.
Dude, he goes as far as to say, he's like, me on steroids? Look at me. I'm a fat fuck. And he stands up and he grabs his stomach. He's like, look at me. And he's smacking his stomach. He's like, I'm fat as shit.
Jake said that?
Yeah. And then he's like,
funny.
He's like, come steroid test me. I don't care. And then, you know, I use cocaine. And then here's the funniest best part is when Jake talks about fighter pay, he goes, Dana, you are one of the most selfish, capitalistic motherfuckers. And I went, whoa, whoa. Big words for Jake Paul, bro. Damn. And I just thought it was funny. He's calling him like a capitalistic motherfucker when he just rinsed everyone.
Is capitalistic even a word? It's just capitalist, isn't it?
Could something be capitalistic? I think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a word.
Capitalistic. Let's think about that for a second. Let's
break it down.
You walk by a school and you're like, what if all these kids made shoes? Capitalistic thought, right?
That would be a capitalist thought.
Could something be like, you know, on the edge? Like, you're being a little bit capitalistic right now.
Oh, Luke's pulling it up. Capitalistic. It is a word. God fucking damn it.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
Supporting or based on the principles of capitalism.
Yeah, so you're just going to have to vote for Jake Paul in 2024. That's just accept it now.
It's a little bit hypocritical of him.
I know. That's
to call someone
funny.
Else capitalist. Capitalistic, is it not?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. But, you know,
it's pretty good.
On his fight card, you know,
This guy's selling, like, potentially set up fights for $50 a pop.
Hey, but he pays those fighters well, though.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't call Jake selfish.
Is there anything more fucking capitalist than pay-per-view?
Yeah.
The whole thing is based on promotion and sales.
Yeah.
And convincing people to watch and hype. And there's nothing more capitalist than that.
Yeah. That was the only part where I was like, that's a bit of a, if Jake left that out, you know, 10 out of 10 reply.
Don't forget dessert, dude.
Oh, oops.
Satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal limited time goodies like Dunkaroo's cookie dough or Vanilla Delight cheesecake. Mm. I love the bibimbap. It only takes 30 minutes to cook and it's delicious. There's a reason it's in the HelloFresh Hall of Fame. Because that actually is one of the best ones, in my opinion. Anyways, tell them where they can get it, dude.
They can go to HelloFresh.com/TinyMeat16 and use code TinyMeat16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/TinyMeat16 and use the code TinyMeat16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. But I love how both of them, you know, based on our conversation last week about designer steroids and stuff, Jake could probably afford designer steroids. So I think it's so funny now when I see fighters say like, oh, I'll take a test anytime, anywhere. I'm like, oh, if you're getting designer steroids, of course you will. You don't care.
Yeah. I listened to a little bit of that More Plates, More Dates guy on Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
They touched on that briefly about how many types of steroids there are.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can just, maybe this is what they said, if I'm remembering correctly, but you can just like alter chemically one steroid a little bit and then it won't show up on tests.
Yeah.
But it'll basically do the same thing. Is that what you mean by designer steroids?
Yeah. Yeah. If you like have a lab and you're just like, yo, give me Tren, but like make it not Tren.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So speaking of capitalism and, you know, playing the markets, big old rest in peace.
Two?
The Bog Brothers.
Did they actually die?
Yeah.
Both of them at the same time?
From COVID. They were 72.
No way.
Rest in peace.
Damn. They didn't die under the needle?
No, I don't think so.
Like for some cosmetic procedure?
No, I think
that's
they...
That's kind of how I assume they'd go out.
Yeah. Nope, they crashed it one last time.
Wow. Damn.
So if you're a longtime listener, you all know. Bogdanov, he's not buying.
It's sad, honestly.
It is. It's the end of an era. Dumpit.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Crush it.
Max Movo had the funniest tweet because the first Bog brother passed and then they announced the second one. They died within a week of each other and they both had like COVID complications.
That's a little poetic.
Yeah. No? Yeah.
And they're twins.
And Max Mofo tweets, oh no, not again.
Like for the second one?
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, I hate this. Wait. They made a sequel? I hate this movie.
Oh, no. R.I.P. Bogdanov 2.
I guess. Yeah.
They're twins, right?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. What did they do again? What was their original job?
They were like
job
science or TV hosts or some shit. And then they did all that plastic surgery. And then they took over Ethereum.
Ethereum?
Yeah, they took it over.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Clashy.
Yeah. But no, they were seriously like TV hosts.
Huh.
I think there's maybe on the level of like, I don't know, probably like Mariah Carey or something.
For what? Fame?
Yeah, and just, you know, they're the French Mariah Carey.
Influence? Yeah.
There's French people listening to this right now. Like, sacre bleu. No, no.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no. Yeah, dude. Sad times.
Damn, that's sad, man. R.I.P. COVID's a bitch. I like how we said, what do we do? We applause the end of
COVID.
Applauded,
yeah,
sorry, the end
over.
Of COVID, and now it's like fucking up everything.
Now it's back. It's back.
I mean, it could still potentially be the beginning of the end. It could still be. Knock on wood.
Yeah, that has
but
two
it
meanings.
It is. What?
It could be the beginning of like the end of like, oh, this
the
is
world.
Where it ends.
Yeah.
Or We're on our way.
Well, I'm saying that it is spreading unbelievably quickly. Like, everyone I know is getting it.
I honestly think I had it, even though I tested negative.
Why?
I just never felt that sick before. Like that.
Wait, when did you have it?
A
couple weeks ago.
Yeah, in December. The body aches were on a level I've never felt, like, in my life. I've never had that degree of body ache. But I tested negative, and I didn't, like, lose taste or smell. And anyone else I know that had it is said, like, they had some of the COVID symptoms. But anyway, you know a lot of people with it, you were saying.
Did you only test once?
Tested twice. Did
And both times negative?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the heat of the symptoms?
Trying to remember. Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Damn. Weird. Yeah, you might have had it.
I took one test going. I took one test going in, and then, like, at the peak of it, I took a test. It's negative.
Yeah, it's just fucking everywhere. Everyone's getting it. But I mean, most people that I know that have been, like, boosted and everything, they say it's pretty mild.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And I think there's data now that shows that Omicron is, like, compared to how fast it's spreading and how many cases there are, there's a less ratio of hospitalizations and death. Mm. So that's good.
Did you get your boost? I got boosted.
What'd you get?
I think Pfizer.
Yeah, I got to get it. I haven't gotten it yet.
I got boosted, but I still think that the pharma industry is fleecing us for something. I don't know what. Okay? I don't know what.
Okay.
You get people who don't believe in it and don't take it. You get people who believe in it and don't and do take it. I believe in it and I don't believe in it.
You take it, but you don't believe in it.
Yeah, I'm the...
Or you do believe in it.
I'm the ultimate fence sitter, you know, just so...
Okay, I like that.
I'm hedging my bet. I don't believe in it. I'm basically playing black and red on a roulette table, just praying 00 doesn't hit. That's all.
Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just waiting for you to say something so I can say something and just keep...
I'm for some reason I'm fucking scared to get it, the booster. I'm gonna get it, but I'm scared. I don't know why.
I was too.
I hate vaccinations. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I just hate them. So maybe I am, you know?
Yeah.
I hate needles. I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm vax phobic.
You're like, yeah, I don't care what's in it. It's just like the going in my arm process. I don't like that.
That's the part I hate.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's gonna, you know, fuck my kids up or whatever.
See, that's what I'm saying. There was an article that came out that said Johnson & Johnson is effective. If you get the Johnson & Johnson booster, which is insane to go in twice for that shot, but that it is effective against Omicron. So I was like, fuck, maybe I'll just do that. And then just get torn to shreds.
Yeah.
Online for getting the, you know, the least cool vaccination twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that whole part. I always bring this up when everyone's like, get a vaccine. If you can get one, get one. Everyone got Johnson & Johnson. And then the whole elite of the world was like, oh, you went and got the Android of vaccines? You're going to die. Oh, you're so fucking poor. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if I got that as a booster, if someone asked me, you got your booster? I'd be like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're better off lying.
Yeah, because if I say yes, they're going to ask which one.
Johnson and Johnson. You may as well not got it at all.
I think I got a Johnson and Johnson. Which one? I think it was the one same one you got. You know, Big Pharma and Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, dude. You should do it live on the pod.
You got J&J twice? J&J and J&J?
Oh my god, this guy got J&J twice. Yep. That's a fucking scene for a TV show right there. Just like a row of people in a fucking full screen-esque office. Just so, you know, shared desks, plastic environment. And then you go, yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson booster. And then the whole row goes, you got Johnson & Johnson?
What an idiot.
Yo, Chris, you won't believe what this guy just said.
What did he say?
You're a fucking loser.
Start spitting on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
it's hard out here.
Here's a bad meme. Take the scene from Game of Thrones when What's-Her-Face was walking through the town and they're throwing poop and carrots at her. saying shame, you know? Shame! And it's like me after I get the Johnson & Johnson booster.
Booster?
Shame! Eat a carrot, you idiot! Yeah. So what'd you do for New Year's, man? How was it?
Dude, I didn't really do shit, honestly. I've been not really doing anything, honestly. I've just been reading a lot. I read 5 books in the last month. Yeah.
What books did you read?
The first one I read was the WeWork book. I remember, I think we talked about the documentary, didn't we? Yeah, we've talked about him multiple times, but I read the book.
Nice.
Which was way more detailed than the documentary, so it was actually really interesting. Mm. It's a good book. It's called Billion Dollar Loser, which is like, Jesus, coming for the throat straight away from the title.
That book came out, and that's why Jeff Bezos is so pressed to be cool. He's getting buff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
A girlfriend half his age and shit. He's like, I will not end up.
I'm not that. And then I read the Antisocial Network by Ben Mezrich, which is about the GameStop thing.
Mm.
So that was actually kind of interesting. Just I don't know, learning about it from start to finish, what exactly happened. He writes like fiction though. It's weird. It's a real story, but he writes it like from the perspective of like different characters, which are just like normal people that invested in GameStop. Mm. But he writes it like Jake woke up and looked around his dark room, and it's like that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't deal with that fan fiction ass.
Exactly.
Stock market story. Get out of here, man.
Exactly. still interesting. And then I read The Psychology of Money, which is about, that's actually a really good one. I put that in the newsletter, actually. I recommend that to people. Just about people's emotions towards money and why people make bad decisions with their money. Mm. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to follow anything it says in there. But it's good. Other people should do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy more cars.
Yeah. Oh, don't get you know me what I'm saying? Started. Don't
get me started. No, I mean, yeah, I was talking about, you know, like, you know, McLarens and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Get as many of those as possible.
As many.
As many as you can.
Yeah, exactly. And go into a lot of debt, too.
Definitely go into debt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what else did I read? The most recent one I read was... It's by Ray Dalio. It's called like The Changing World Order or something like that. Dude. It's about
how, yeah.
Yeah. It's about how China's rising as the next world's power and the US is on the decline. It's honestly kind of sad, but enlightening for sure.
Yeah, Ray Dalio. That guy, he's had some interesting points over the years.
Have you listened to like a podcast with him or anything?
No, I've just seen little like articles and like clips of him, and I've dug into some of it. He was kind of explaining. I remember this thing I was reading about how he was explaining the development of like leftist ideals versus right, and I believe he was saying in history, for the most part, like. Across all like human civilizations and stuff. I think he was saying that leftist ideals have a tendency to spread faster. It was like related to like economics and how they develop faster because the majority of people are at like a certain like income level or something like that. I'm probably butchering that like a bazillion percent, but yeah, I don't know. He definitely he seems to know a lot of shit. I don't know if he's. I always wonder, like, is this guy like crazy or does he know a lot about history?
I mean, read this book. It is so incredibly detailed. It's fucking insane. It's like 750 pages of like just information about history and other times. Basically, the gist is like this has happened four times before. Mm. It's happening right now. It's nothing bad or good. It's just the way history unfolds.
Yeah.
And now we're declining and China's going to be the next superpower. That's it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Whatever. As long as we get TikTok still, I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we can veg out.
Yeah, it's all good. And what's the next book?
Atomic Habits, which is kind of like... it's really self-helpy.
Nice, dude.
Self-help books are cool. Like, they teach you good stuff, but sometimes I just feel like a fucking loser reading those things. Is that bad?
Nah, I mean, what about it makes you feel lame?
Like, the whole underlying narrative, I guess, is, like, being who you envision yourself being and blah, blah, blah. And just that verbiage in itself makes me feel like I'm at, like, a... I don't know. Who's the guy that does conferences? Tony Robbins or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, it makes me feel like I'm at a conference, one of his conferences.
Sure. Yeah. Well...
But it's actually a really good book just about developing... teaching you how to develop the habits that you want to develop.
Yeah.
Just in small steps. Cool.
It's a good book. I think self-help is, it definitely has that capacity to feel a little bit like, ugh. You know, I think whenever I read self-help books, I'm always like, so this is the part my parents missed. Like, oh, this is the stuff they didn't teach me. Nice, dude. I feel like the wording... It makes you feel that way. Like the wording is like almost like here are things like instructions like you didn't receive or something. Like almost like the way they're spelled out, it feels like it's almost calling you dumb. Like that's sometimes how I felt reading the self-help book. Like the way it's phrased, it's sometimes like, okay, you little moron, have you ever thought about your own version of yourself? You're like, well, okay, fuck you. Like, you don't...
See, I kind of think the opposite. I think that the words that they use and the way that they phrase things makes you feel really good. So you get that same feeling that you get when you wake up on January 1st and you're like, I'm committed to my goals this year. Mm. And you spend 3 weeks really heads down, committed, and then you completely lose track and momentum and you feel like shit. You know what I'm saying? So it makes you feel like that high in the first couple weeks where you're like, I know this is fucking fake and I know I'm not going to be able to stick to this.
Mm. Mm.
So you have to be very careful, I think, when you're writing a self-help book to make it actually digestible in terms of something and actionable in a way that people can just do it no matter what. And I think this one is that. It's just some of the language they used was like I said, like, be who you want to be. And it's like... That's just marketing words.
That. Sorry, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. When I read some, like the few self help books I've read, I sometimes feel like they're a little bit patronizing, but I see what you mean. Like they're like, you're a limitless being. And
yeah, and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I am limitless.
You're literally the incarnate of the universe. What is stopping you?
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, I am. I'm the best. I'm the fucking best.
Hey, dude, you gonna fucking order? You've been at the desk.
Oh yeah, sorry. Pull up the AirPods. Sorry. Audiobook, you know how it is. I'll get a 3-piece Chick-fil-A.
Wasn't there like an article about how this food like gives you like cancer or something? Yeah, I want that one because it seems like it tastes really good.
Yeah, dude. No, it's actually a really good book, and I've been running a shit ton too, which feels good. Getting back into like performance running,
just hell yeah, man.
Distance and speed and stuff like that, which is good. It just gives me little incremental victories, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I've actually been able to lift consistently, and that's been good. It's been...
Yeah, how long have you been doing that for?
I've been so on and off, but the past, like, 3 months, I've really been able to, like, push my body, and this is going to sound really corny, but truthfully, push myself in ways I haven't before. So I would say, like, consistently now, only about, like, a month, just because all the construction that was going on in my place, I've just been so, like, in and out of it. But, yeah, the past month has been crazy. I can do fucking archer push-ups, which I've been, like, really trying to get to, and I got to that.
What is that? What is an archer push-up?
It's like stages you to be able to do one-handed, basically. So it's like your hands are, like, kind of spread, and then, like, you're kind of, like, dipping down to one side, and then you press up, and then you come down to the other side, and then you press up. They're hard as shit, but yeah. So that's been cool. I'm finally back to deadlifting full plates, and I'm almost there on squat. I've been really, really ginger on squat. But yeah, it's been good.
Nice, dude. Hey guys, we want to take another quick break to thank another sponsor of this show, which is Liquid Death. One of our favorite brands, Liquid Death. You may start noticing there are strange tall boys of beer in the bottled water section of your local stores. What the heck is that? Well, it's not beer. It's actually mountain spring water from the Alps, and it's called Liquid Death.
Yeah, why is this water called Liquid Death? Well, because it will brutally murder your thirst, and their infinitely recyclable tall boy cans are helping to bring death to plastic bottles. They also donate 10% of their profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution. Most plastic you throw in a recycling bin actually just gets sent to a landfill because it's not profitable to recycle. Aluminum is infinitely recyclable and actually profitable for recycling facilities.
I like Liquid Death a lot. I love it, actually. I drink it all the time. I wish I had it right now, but I don't have any here in Montana. I like to make it look like I'm drinking beer all the time.
Yeah, and it actually tastes good.
It tastes amazing from a can. It really does. Drinking freezing cold water from a can is very refreshing.
It just hits different.
It hits a little different.
So go get yours. You can get free shipping on all water and merch at liquiddeath.com/TMG. That's liquiddeath.com/TMG. Or grab some at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and 7-Eleven.
Yeah, grab some of the merch. It's designed by this guy that I know who's a friend, I would say. And it's all very good. You know, I used to wear the fucking hat all the time.
It's great.
Liquid Death. What'd you do for New Year's Eve?
Fuck all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck all.
Spork came over. Cash and Alex just.
Spork.
Spork, aka Spock. They came over and we just fucking. Bro, we watched Shrek 2.
Let's go!
Dude, when's the last time you watched Shrek 2?
When it came out, probably. I don't think I've seen it since then.
I never watched it. And I felt when we watched it, I was like, first of all, I was dying laughing. I didn't realize how many adult concepts are in that movie. And how a lot of inappropriate shit too.
like what?
Like there's one shit where they're like, you know, at the end when they're going to, you know, when Shrek is going to save Fiona and, He's getting help from like Pinocchio and
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Nuz is going to mile a minute. Pinocchio.
And the three blind mice. So there's a scene where Donkey and
what's up with mice?
See?
What is up with this?
I'm saying. So there's a scene where Shrek and Donkey are like tied up and they're going to bail them out. And they're like in a well, and at the top of the well is a small like grate, and they're trying to blow it up with dynamite. And one of the blind mice goes to light it, and he like strikes a match, and he holds it in the air, and then he runs up to the wick, but he's blind, so he doesn't know where he's going. So he just like walks, and he falls through the hole. And I'm like, that's not fair. I'm gonna laugh at that. You can't put that shit in, dude. It's not right.
That's ableist.
I mean, it kind of is, dude. Tasking a blind mice, like, yo, we're going to blow some shit up. Go light it on fire. That's, you know, you can't do that.
That's an innocent joke.
It is, but it was also like, you know, whatever. So he like falls through the shit, you know, and I'm laughing, and then when they get through the gate and they got Pinocchio there.
Pinocchio.
They're trying to reach out to Shrek and they need Pinocchio's nose. And they're like, dude, tell a lie. And then he was like, I'm not wearing women's underwear. And then his like nose grows. And then they're like, what color is it? And then they're like saying all this shit. And then they lift up his fucking pants and he has a thong on, dude.
Dang. Like, it's just
like, sheesh.
I was like, bro.
Damn, Pinocchio.
Shrek 2 predicting TikTok trends way ahead of, you know, way ahead. It reminded me of all those TikTok trends where like dudes like throw their like outfits on the bed and then the last thing they throw is like is like a thong. Which funny. By the way, man, I just have to say, remember when I joked about doing an ad read in the middle of a TikTok? That's like a huge ass trend on TikTok now. It was during when I was bagging on, or I was making fun of the D'Amelios, and I was like, what is a fun, you know, and I was like, you were like, what's a funny ad read that Charlie could do in the middle, or yeah, Charlie could do in the middle of her TikTok? And I was like, Blue Chew. People are doing that shit now. Like, they're doing TikToks and then they're doing ad reads in the middle, like fake ad reads. And
what?
Then,
oh, fake. They're fake.
Yeah, fake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they're real.
I know. But then they're
dude, that was one of the ones that remember that meme that you showed me of the video game clips?
Yeah.
Where they like edit in the pictures?
Yeah.
And then in that one it was just an entire ad for a Hyundai.
Oh yeah.
Like the whole thing, it was like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, it was an
entire
clip.
Ad.
Yeah. He's about to kill someone. It's a 3 minute ad for the truck, and then right after the end of the fucking commercial, he kills the guy.
Yeah.
Like fucking sick kill. I don't know what's up with that. Fucking sick truck.
What's up with that Hyundai ad?
Yeah, I think they were like, sick truck, man. What's up with that ad at the beginning for like that shooting game?
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good.
But yeah, and I'm trying to remember what else was crazy in Shrek 2. Oh, like the whole, do you remember the plot of the movie?
No, I don't remember.
It's basically like, Fiona's like fairy godmother is like sort of preying on her family, and she's trying to force a marriage between her son and Fiona. So she's like trying to get Shrek out of there. And so there's like this potion, and you know, they slip it into Fiona's drink, which is crazy. And then it's like, if she kisses someone before midnight, she'll fall in love with that person. And then the fairy godmother's son just straight up runs up to Fiona and just fucking just sexually assaults her in a way. He just fucking kisses her on the mouth. And they know that they slipped the shit in her drink.
That's just dark.
Yeah, I was like, bro, what? She's going to fall in love with him forever. Like,
that's dark.
It's more than a kiss.
Jesus Christ. I wouldn't say that's an adult theme. I would say that that's just fucked up.
I mean, yeah, right? And then
why did you guys decide to watch Shrek 2?
We ran Shrek 1 in the background while we ate some pizza. And then I think someone was like, Alina was like, put on Shrek 2. And I said, why? We already watched the first one. It's just going to be,
because it's the sequel.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was just going to be like one, but just, you know, another feel good, like who cares? And then Cash was like urging, he's like, no, dude, put on Shrek 2. It's a surprisingly funny movie. And then we put it on and just things are happening. I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. It made me want to watch it again.
Is there a Shrek 3?
There is, but it doesn't even matter. I understand now all the inspiration for all those like Shrek is Love cartoons and stuff, and I even get all the like, you know, the pseudo like or like all the Shrek porn that you see on Twitter?
I don't follow those accounts. So
I mean, they're just good reply memes, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, you just shut the fuck up. You know what I'm talking about.
I've seen some good
shit. You've seen the naked Fiona, dude. You've seen the naked Fiona. You have.
What? No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, if you watch Shrek 2 and, like, I don't know, maybe slightly inebriated, whatever, just like slightly like a little fucked up, and you watch Shrek 2, it's just like you're like, oh man, this is kind of, some of this shit is kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And then the best. No, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, please, dude. Be my guest.
I was just quickly going to say, I put on the Miley and Pete Davidson.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I watched that too.
We wanted a countdown, but the fucking broadcast was behind. And we're like waiting, and we're like, oh, we got like a minute and a half left. And someone lights a firework off in our neighborhood. And then I look at my phone, I'm like, we fucking missed it.
No way.
It just killed the vibe on everything.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then we're all like, man, what? And then we kind of like watched a few people light fireworks in my neighborhood. And then we're like, all right, later.
So was it midnight?
Yeah.
I went to bed at 11. And then Kelsey woke me up at midnight. And I was like, she's like, Happy New Year. I was like, yeah, for sure. And then we kissed and then I went back to bed.
Nice.
Yeah. But I did watch the Miley Pete thing. It wasn't bad. I don't know. Better than the other ones, I thought. Pete Davidson is funny. Like, I think. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
it's really easy to be corny in those scenarios, and he seems to keep it real.
Yeah. I think most New Year's Eve things are stupid. Did you see buddy Andy Cohen on the CNN?
No, I didn't watch that one.
So I caught like a glimpse of it because I was just looking for something to like, earlier in the night, I was looking for something to put on, to just like put on in the background. And it's Andy Cohen and God damn it. Who is the famous CNN anchor? Oh my God.
What's his face?
I don't forget this.
Anderson Cooper?
Yes, Anderson Cooper. And like this dude, Andy Cohen, is like, he's like progressively wasted. And him and Andy Cohen, like Andy Cohen tries to like make a subtle. He's like, well, I'm really feeling that the little snack we had earlier. And then Andy Cohen's like, snack? Don't you mean the shots we took? And then he's like, look at him. He's hungry. Yeah, go ahead. Eat your baby food. Show him your baby food. And then Anderson Cooper's like, oh, well, he pulls out like a packet of applesauce. And he's like, this is what I'm eating because I haven't eaten. And, you know, we got to be on air all night. And so he's like, eating this fucking applesauce through a tube. And by the end of it, this dude, Andy Cohen, has this fucking meltdown. He's just like wasted being like, and our fucking mayor de Blasio, just going off. And Anderson Cooper's just grabbing him like, hey man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm just looking this up on Google right now. Andy Cohen spoke out after a stupid and drunk NYE rant live on air.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen regrets one New Year's Eve dig, CNN says. Fuck, I want to see that. That's funny.
I mean, we could watch that in the bonus. We'll definitely get
it. It's you on the Moment House show.
Yeah, literally. That's how that's how I thought I was on the Moment House show. I thought I turned into Andy Cohen during the Moment House
show. Oh, did you watch Don't Look Up?
I did.
And?
I thought,
thoughts?
Well, first of all, I thought it had potential to be a fucking classic, and I could tell they ran out of money.
No, what?
Bro, get this.
What do you mean?
Get this. Budget for the film, what do you think?
$700 million.
You're off by 1-0. $70 million. Okay.
Okay. $70 million bucks, okay.
How much of that do you think they paid Leo?
Oh, that's a good, I mean, that's a good question. 40?
It's 30. And
wow.
Then Jennifer was 25.
Okay, so most of the budget went to them.
Talent. And then Timothy Chalamet, you know, he was five.
Yeah.
So call it an even 50. Said 20.
Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill too.
Throw another 5 out.
Yep.
Meryl Streep.
Another 5.
Just chop the 5s down. So by the time we came down to make a film about going to space and all that, on the head, what's his face? Plays Hellboy. You know, that was a cool 500K. Just to.
Yeah. Yeah. He was great. Didn't even say anything.
So, you know what's crazy is I'm watching the movie. I'm like, why is this shit so familiar? And then I realized I auditioned to be how would you describe him? Jennifer's character, the reporter boyfriend, the first one who worked for that news station. I auditioned for that bullshit. And I've never, you know, obviously I've not auditioned for many things. And I like laughed. I was like, I would have looked like a little boy next to her. That is why they didn't cast me.
Is she tall?
I don't know, man. I just think like that dude looked a lot older than I was. And I don't think I think if I had been casted for that role, everyone would have gone, is that kid like 16?
Yeah, maybe you should have grown a beard or something for the self-tape, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I did. But here's what's crazy is that movie was in production for so fucking long. It was supposed to come out, I think, 2019. Because the production got put on hold because of COVID, but they're still doing auditions. And I did the self-tape in fucking New Zealand.
No way.
In 2020,
really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then I went in. After when we got back, they were still like auditioning for it because it was like in limbo. So I went in and I did the read in person. Yeah, I was like laughing because I like started like remembering the lines. I'm like, that is even crazy. I can remember this shit.
You're like reciting them as he's saying them. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Yeah, I just rolled my eyes up in my head. You have to go on the Daily Rip. Right, my mom loves that show. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
And then you go, I don't know. I don't know.
No, what I did do was I said them in unison and then I paused the film and I ranted for an hour about how it could have been me.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is the way I would have played that character.
Exactly.
I think his motivation in this is a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a good movie. All my friends hated it. They were all like, you know, it's Redditor humor. It's all just, it thinks it's way smarter than it is. Like, we get at the climate thing and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought it was really funny. I thought the jokes were good. I thought the acting was incredible. Like, Leo's character was great.
Yeah. I think, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say all the characters were great, actually. Jonah Hill, Meryl Streep. I mean, they were all fucking great.
I get what your friends mean by like Redditor humor. I think
so do I, but I just didn't. I'm not watching it that seriously. It's a comedy, so I'm watching for the jokes. I'm not watching for the narrative or for like the commentary on the climate crisis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Did you ever see?
Because I'm not smart. I want to laugh. I want jokes. You know, I don't want to think.
What? Okay, wait, hold on. There's a... Oh, God, I have to sneeze. Fuck. Shit!
Like, it had a lot of... I just, even like, the fact that they kept calling back to the... whoever that was, the senator or whatever, that charged them for snacks. Like, just that was a reoccurring theme. That even in the end, she's lying there and they're watching the comment. She's like, I just don't understand why he would do that. Like, that shit is funny.
Yeah, I think what made it... okay, so I think what gave it, like, the Redditor humor feel is, I think, the lack of budget. I think if those same lines were shot in a more expensive way, people wouldn't have thought that. Like, when Jonah Hill had his, like, little asides, like, when he had those little digs, like... if the scene was set up a bit more cinematic and then there was like this like kind of like special like close up on Jonah Hill where he like leans into someone and like says it and it's shot like fucking anamorphic, people would have gone, damn, this is like fucking funny. Like the quality is there. But because they just had to like shoot it on like one red and like pan it around the room, I think that's what made it feel like kind of cheap. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
I genuinely feel like that's what took away from it in some ways. And it's not their fault. Like, they were trying to work with what they had. And then I think some of the moments were definitely improv. And I think that also made it feel like Redditor humor-ish, where it kind of felt like people riffing. And then in the edit, someone's like, dude, this is funny. Let's leave it in. And
yeah,
I think in some way that felt a little bit cheap too. Like, because I think there was probably like a time situation where they're like, fuck, like we can't really like run through this scene like over and over. So like, why don't we just hit it a few times and you guys like go at it?
Yeah. I thought that like the Steve Jobs or like the Elon Musk character, you know, like the tech overlord guy, I thought that was a little bit of a miss. He didn't really convince me. It wasn't a great parody, you know, like Meryl Streep was supposed to be Trump or Trump, a Trump-like president, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like Jonah Hill's whole angle on thinking his mom's hot was a playoff of Trump thinking that his daughter's hot and all the weird shit that Trump said about his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I thought all that stuff was on the mark. Like, it felt like that was good commentary. And then that guy's character, the weird tech guy, it was just like, I don't really see, this isn't really real. Who is like this? Like, they're all weird, but you didn't nail the weirdness of them.
Yeah, I do feel like the whole like supposed like Trump person, it felt super on the nose, but I think it kind of had to be. I think another part that made it feel really cheap and Reddity is like all those fucking superimposed graphics. Ugh.
Which ones?
Like with the like live chat and then like all the, it's like showing tweets and
The worst. I hate when they put social media in a movie.
Yeah. And then when they like referred to Leo's character as like astronomer, I'd like to fuck, and they like put those letters like on the screen, like AILF.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, man.
Yeah.
Fucking, you ran out of money.
I did laugh at the phrase astronomer I'd like to fuck. I laughed at that.
Fucking Redditor.
Oh, and
peak Redditor.
And Tyler Perry, and who was the Kate Beck? Who was the female anchor, the morning show anchor?
Yeah. Hold on, let me look it up.
God, they were perfect.
They did, yeah, they did really well. Yeah.
Perfect.
I think, but yeah, some of that shit, that's the stuff where the improv felt like it dragged and like it there wasn't a whole lot of intention. So I think it would have been better. I honestly feel like it would have been better if they had like a little bit more accuracy on some of the characters and some shit more subdued. Like the Trump commentary, I felt like could have been more subdued. Like that to me made it feel like, oh, this is supposed to be like, you know, like it was trying to be a commentary movie, but whatever, you know.
Yeah. I mean, one of the opinions I keep hearing is that it was good for the first hour and then spoiler, fast forward 5 minutes right now. When they turned the planes around or the ships around.
Yeah.
That was when the movie got shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's two ways you could view that. It's like them basically literally saying that's exactly what we'd do. Because that's kind of what the whole movie, like if you're watching it as a commentary piece, that's what it's implying, is that we're at the point now that that's what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what America would do, is turn it around in with the small chance that there's minerals or whatever that we can mine for profit for whatever these giant tech overlords, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just a fucking movie. Or it's just funny.
I think that's the part where it got mixed reviews as well, is like the film at times felt like it didn't know what it was trying to be.
Now, yeah.
Here's a hot take. True.
Yeah, what?
If the tech oligarch character, what if he was played by Ben Stiller?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
See?
And was jacked as hell, too.
Yeah.
This is actually probably a pretty good time to transition to the Jeff Bezos picture, honestly. Because just think of Ben Stiller looking like that in that role.
Yeah.
This is the picture right here. Look at this.
Do you see that?
Oh, wait.
You see that tweet that said this is like every couple in Arizona?
Yes. It's so funny. It's exactly what I was thinking when I saw this. So Jeff Bezos, for everyone listening, posted a picture of himself on New Year's Eve with his new wife. And he's just like, I guess it's 70s themed or something.
Yeah. He's
wearing white pants and a crazy ass shirt tucked in. and some heart aviators. And the caption says, "We had so much fun last night celebrating with a crazy disco party with family. But the new year is also a great time to take stock and focus on personal growth, renewal, rebirth, and paying careful attention to each moment of your life, the good and the bad. All of it. Celebrate and grow." And then his wife is the top most liked comment, and it's she says, "I love you, baby, for every reason and no reason."
It's funny watching, because, you know, Jeff is not an influencer. So watching him, like, move through the stages of influencer, like, as far as, like, his social presence now, he still is, like, a local, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this picture is very local, you know, like, it's not done professionally. It's not done well.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think anyone else would, like, maybe have, like, stood still, no smile, like, try to put on, like, a, you know, like, a I'm a dope as fuck presentation, but he's still in that stage where he's like, let's get a picture.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And then write some caption. Like, you could take this caption and you could stick this on a post from one of your friends from high school. You could stick it on one of the a Bitcoin influencer's posts and it would work. It would work fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Focus on personal growth, renewal, rebirth. He's not saying anything here. Everyone says this shit on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then for his girlfriend to back it up and be like, I love you for every reason and no reason. It's like, well, why do you love him then? That makes no sense.
I'm also hoping that they, you know, Jeff takes the proper arc as an influencer. I really hope he doesn't pitfall into a couple's account. Oh, could you imagine?
I mean, wait, elaborate on that.
So, you know, I'm hoping that, like, he starts to figure it out. And then, you know, maybe he starts dressing a little designer, you know, stops smiling in pictures, starts standing still. Maybe he fucking, on occasion, you know, he might stand up a little bit and just, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Throw a casual, like, ice in my veins.
Or, like, start posing like this.
Yep. Yeah. Looking down at his shoes. You know.
It's like so proud of the SpaceX team for another successful launch of Blue Origin. So proud of the Blue Origin team for another successful landing of our shit. And he's like this next to the team.
Nah, man. You got to think cooler, man. The caption has to be Blue Origin going up all year. Rocket ship.
I'm kind of thinking he's still got his PR team writing the captions because they have to go through like layers and layers of legal review.
Yeah.
But he only sends them one picture. And they're like, Jeff, can you please start like looking up in these pictures? He's like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, either way, that's the arc we hope he takes. Can you imagine if he takes the other way and he's like, I'm announcing that me and Mrs. Bezos will be now sharing our Instagram. And you're like,
oh. Yeah. And then, what's the name? The Bezoses?
Yeah, you know.
Or it's just Bezos, Bezos.
And their profile picture is like them two on a white psych with like, you know, just like, it's just, it, you know, and then all their pictures of them like eating fucking yogurt and
and
going
it's like
to farmer's markets and shit. And you're just like, oh, come on.
It's like Sunday with my ride or die.
You're like fucking.
And it's them at a pool in Tucson.
It's every day with your ride or die, Jeff.
Yeah.
So, but you know.
I love you. Imagine. I love you for every reason and no reason. I feel like that's insulting. I love you for... I can't even think of a reason right now.
Maybe that's her way of saying, you know, it's just uncontrollable when she gets around, you know, Jeff.
Yeah.
I just love you.
Can we pull up that picture of him on the yacht, too? Do you see this paparazzi shot?
Of course, man.
Of him?
Paparazzi shot. Fuck out of here. He hired that shot.
So then he's getting better as an influencer.
Oh my
That's
God.
The next stage. Yeah, bring that shit up. I mean, we joke about him being jacked, but he is fucking yoked now.
Yeah, bro. I said at a show, and I wish I recorded it just to like stamp that, like, I was like, he's working out, man. And I said, mark my words, this dude is going to eventually look like the fucking Ultimate Warrior. You just watch. And like, he's going there, dude. He's huge,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. He really is.
I think we have to go to the bonus now, but.
Yeah, I'm down. What are we at? Hour 15. Yeah, let's cruise to the bonus.
By the way, everyone, if you're subscribed to the newsletter and you're still listening.
This is him right here. That's not the best picture. There's another one of him standing like more to the side.
I mean,
you can see. Look at the vascularity there.
Our boy is wide, dude.
He's like 60, is he not?
Yeah.
And what is he taking?
Well, he's ready for his he's ready for his fucking AEW appearance, man. That's next.
Is that next, you think?
He's gonna do a wrestling appearance.
Yeah. That would be so sick.
For all you Amazon workers in the audience tonight.
Yeah.
Your boss is here. He comes out, bam, 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 bam. Yeah, Jeff
Bezos. That's his secret move. That's his secret move. His opponent, he's got his opponent on the ropes and he just laughs near him.
Their skin just.
And the guy's G forces.
God damn it, dude.
All right. Thanks for listening. Sorry
for
the remote
guys,
today,
yeah.
But we had fun, anyways. And we're going to the bonus to discuss.
So much.
What else do we got to discuss today? More Jeff Bezos.
Old Gary Vee video.
Old V-con. Gary Vee video. Fuck. Okay, we're going to watch this Dan Bilzerian video in the bonus, okay? It's his new house in Vegas. You know how he, like, moved out of that house in L.A. or whatever?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, he said, now it's the Wish House. So he bought a place or maybe rented it. I don't know. But it's fucking crazy. And there's this video on YouTube. It only has 100,000 views of this guy taking a tour of it. And it's ridiculously funny. So we're going to watch that in the bonus, too. So we'll see you guys there. Appreciate it.
All right, gang.
It.